Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Stretch Unlock the Power of Less and Achieve More Than You Ever Imagined is a nonfiction business and psychology book by Scott Sonnenschein, an organizational psychologist and professor at Rice University. The book argues against the common assumption that better results come from getting more money, time, tools, or staff. Instead, it presents resourcefulness as a learnable skill and shows how people and organizations can accomplish more by using what is already available in more imaginative ways. Drawing on research in management, creativity, and behavior, Sonnenschein contrasts a chasing approach, which depends on accumulation, with a stretching approach, which turns constraints into productive advantages. The book is practical in purpose and analytical in method, combining case examples with an evidence-based framework for work, leadership, and everyday problem solving. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the central contrast between chasing more and stretching what is already available. The book's core idea is that many people misunderstand what drives performance. Sonnenschein calls the common habit of always wanting more the chasing mindset. In this view, better outcomes depend on extra resources, whether that means more money, more time, more people, or more equipment. Stretching rejects that assumption. It asks readers to pay closer attention to what they already have, and to treat existing resources as the starting point for action. This is not a simple argument for austerity. Rather, it is a claim that abundance can distract, waste, and weaken judgment, while thoughtful constraint can sharpen focus. The distinction matters because it changes how problems are framed. A chaser sees lack as a failure condition. A stretcher sees it as a design condition that invites adaptation. Sonnenschein uses this contrast to explain why some individuals and organizations perform well under limits, while others become dependent on constant accumulation and lose clarity about what actually creates value. Secondly, resourcefulness as a practical skill, not just a personality trait. A major contribution of the book is its insistence that resourcefulness can be developed. Sonnenschein does not treat stretching as a rare gift reserved for unusually creative people. He presents it as a set of habits and practices that can be learned through attention and repetition. That framing makes the book especially useful for managers, entrepreneurs, and professionals who need to solve problems with incomplete information or limited means. The emphasis is on action rather than waiting for ideal conditions. Stretchers learn to move forward without perfect plans, to combine resources in unconventional ways, and to see possibilities that are easy to overlook when the focus is only on deficits. This practical orientation is important because it shifts responsibility from external conditions to internal method. Instead of asking only what is missing, the reader is encouraged to ask how current assets can be recombined, repurposed, or reinterpreted. The result is a more flexible model of competence, one that values ingenuity, adaptability, and disciplined improvisation over dependence on scale or excess. Thirdly, why constraints can improve creativity, focus, and decision-making. The book argues that constraints are often productive rather than merely limiting. When resources are scarce or bounded, people are forced to clarify priorities, reduce waste, and make more deliberate choices. Sonnenschein connects this idea to creativity by showing that limits can encourage novel combinations and original solutions. If everything is available, there is less pressure to think differently. When options are fewer, people must search more deeply for value in what is already on hand. This is one reason the book is relevant beyond business. It speaks to parenting, education, sports, and artistic work, where limits frequently shape performance. The argument is also psychological. Too many options or too much abundance can reduce commitment and make action harder, while manageable constraints can create momentum. Sonnenschein does not claim that all scarcity is good, but he does show that many people underestimate the creative and organizational benefits of working within boundaries. In this sense, the book reframes constraint as a guide to better judgment, not merely a barrier to overcome. Fourthly, how the book uses real-world examples to ground its theory of stretching. Stretch relies on examples from business and public life to make its research-based argument concrete. The book's examples are meant to show that resourcefulness is not abstract theory, but a visible pattern in successful work. These cases illustrate people and organizations achieving strong results without large reserves, and they help readers see how the stretching mindset operates in practice. The examples matter because they prevent the book from becoming a purely conceptual essay about frugality. Instead, they show how resourcefulness looks in settings where pressure, uncertainty, and limited means are real. That method fits Sonnenschein's background as a researcher who studies organizations in the field. He uses evidence to support a broader claim: performance often depends less on the absolute amount of resources than on how intelligently those resources are used. By grounding the book in recognizable cases, he gives readers a way to translate the theory into their own work. The examples also help distinguish stretching from mere cutting back, showing that the goal is not deprivation, but better design and sharper execution. Lastly, the warning against overstretching and the limits of frugality. Although the book celebrates making do with less, it does not treat restraint as an automatic good. One of its more important contributions is the warning that stretching can become harmful if it turns into extreme frugality, denial, or overconfidence. A person or organization can become so focused on using less that it begins to ignore real needs, safety, or long-term capacity. This caution gives the book balance and keeps it from becoming simplistic. Sonnenschein recognizes that constraints are useful only when they remain workable. If the pressure to do more with less becomes excessive, it can produce burnout, poor quality, or brittle decision-making. The practical lesson is that resourcefulness should be paired with judgment. Readers are not asked to reject all resource accumulation, but to use it more selectively and thoughtfully. This final dimension is important because it makes stretching a disciplined approach rather than a slogan. It shows that the book is about intelligent use of limits, not blind celebration of scarcity, and that the best results come from knowing when to stretch and when to stop. In conclusion, Stretch Unlock the Power of Less will appeal most to readers who work in environments where resources are uncertain, limited, or unevenly distributed. That includes managers, entrepreneurs, leaders, educators, creatives, parents, and professionals who want a more practical way to think about problem solving. The book is useful because it does not simply encourage positivity or thrift. It offers a research-informed framework for understanding how constraints affect behavior and performance, and explains how resourcefulness can be practiced rather than merely admired. Readers who value business psychology will appreciate its evidence base, while readers looking for an accessible self-improvement book will find its ideas easy to apply. What sets it apart from many books in the same category is its refusal to treat abundance as the default route to excellence. Instead of recommending more effort, more money, or more tools, it asks a sharper question: how can existing resources be used better? That perspective gives the book lasting value, especially in workplaces and personal situations where improvisation, flexibility, and careful judgment matter more than size or scale. It is a distinctive argument for disciplined ingenuity. If you would like to support Scott Sonnenschein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.